Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs, since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
It is the final day of the football broadcast season for us here on the Town Square Media Shore Sports Network. We welcome you amongst the raindrops in Piscataway, New Jersey at Rutgers University. Along with Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka, I'm Matt Harmon. We get you set for the Central Jersey Group 4 Championship and all-shore matchup as the Eagles of Middletown South, the top seed, take on third-seeded Jackson. And Kevin, you and I have been here along with Ed all day long. We've seen three games take place. This is the fourth of four on the day, and happy to be part of this one, the all-shore game. As right now, the Shore Conference doing so well in their games up until this point. We know certainly one thing, there will be another champion crowned that will represent Monmouth or Ocean County here this evening.
Yeah, the winner of this one, Matt, will be the fourth team from the Shore to claim a state sectional championship. We could have as many as six when all said done tomorrow night, but this is the one that I think has garnered the most interest among many around the Shore because it is an all-shore matchup, and it's two programs that certainly have had familiarity with playing in big games, games like this, as the Jackson Jaguars, considered the visitor in this one, take the field right here at High Point Solutions Stadium to be followed momentarily by the Eagles of Middletown High School South.
A combined 12 sectional championships between these two schools, 9 for Middletown South, 3 for Jackson. But Kevin, as we know, it's been a little while for both of these teams to taste the level of success that one of them will have tonight.
Well, Jackson has not been here since 2005 when they beat Brick Memorial in that epic Sunday night game, tremendous game to win their third sectional championship. That one was under head coach Mike Smith, who's now the defensive coordinator of this Jaguar team, coached by Walt Kristopic in his fourth season. For Middletown South, Steve Antonucci in his 17th season. What else can you say about him? I mean, the guy plays big games each and every year, but their last four trips to the sectional finals, they've come up short. So obviously looking to turn those things around tonight.
It sounds like his microphone may be on. He's made his way down onto the field. Hopefully I'm going to be able to stay dry. Ed Sarluka with the first of several weather reports during the course of the night. Ed.
Well, you are correct in one assumption, that I have made my way down to the field. Staying dry, impossible tonight. We are looking at a absolutely miserable, pouring, raining night. The wind is kicked up considerably from 10 o'clock when the first game, Manalapan, won their first state championship, Matt. The wind is kicked up, blowing from left to right, so it could be a factor. It's miserable down here. But, of course, we play it on field turf, so the footing should be halfway decent.
You know, I was going to say, first of all, by the way, you look great under the umbrella. We've been here all day. The weather was really not a factor in the first game, which saw Manalapan finally get the monkey off their back with an impressive win over South Brunswick 21-7 in the Central Jersey Group 5 Championship. The weather has gotten worse as the day has gone on, but I think what Ed just touched on is the fact the one change, there has been no wind all day. I mean, the flag has just been hanging still. And now I look at the flag here, and for those who are familiar with Rutgers Stadium, the flag blowing pretty good towards the scoreboard end of the stadium, the new part that the was expanded, and that wind clearly has kicked up and could be a factor. Wind and rain combined could make it a little miserable. The rain didn't seem much of a problem today, Matt. We've been here all day. You worked the first two games for Verizon Fios, and really turnovers, I don't think were really, the weather was not a major factor.
No, certainly not, and hopefully that won't be the case tonight with two teams that like to run the football for sure. Jackson coming in with one of the best running attacks in a two-headed type attack. Vinny Lee, Mike Golic, and if you want to throw Matt Castronova in there as a third member. But, Kevin, this is a team that's got two guys over 1,000 yards. Vinny Lee maybe was a bit of a question mark going into the year, but I will say this for sure. No one knew who Mike Golic was before the year, but just about everybody knows who he is right now.
Yeah, Golic is a sophomore, and it just seemed like each and every week, you know, the first couple of games, he'd get a handful of carries and a handful of carries and put up big numbers, and then really it became a two-headed monster down the stretch. And, you know, I think Jackson Memorial is coming in playing their best football of the season. This last 4 or 5 week stretch for them has been nothing short of sensational.
10-1 overall this year. They were the third seed in this bracket, Middletown South, despite being 9-2 overall. And of course, that with a couple of wins since the seeding, they were able to get the top seed in this bracket with a late win over both Freehold Borough that pushed them into that number one seed. Ed, this is also a team that loves to run the football. Cole Rogers, he has been a dynamic running back this year, 5'9", 185 pound junior, 26 touchdowns on the ground this season.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic junior season. Him and his twin brother have done the job for the Eagles. You know, at the beginning of the season, Matt, everybody sort of thought that Middletown South was a year away with so many underclassmen. But the coach that Steve Antonucci is and his staff that he puts together year in and year out, they have arrived in 2014. They're hungry. They don't want to wait till next year. They feel this is their year.
Tonight's game, as it has been all season long, is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above.
Take a quick time out here. We'll come back with a little bit more on this. Jackson has been out on the field for the last couple of minutes, still waiting for Middletown South to arrive. We're about 7 minutes away from kickoff on a rainy Saturday night in Piscataway, New Jersey. We pause for 60 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
The 11th time that these two schools have matched up, Middletown South with an overall advantage of 7-3. The teams have not played since 1993 and never before in the postseason. You know, Kevin, for a long time of that dominance that Middletown South had and the state run, most of those titles came in Central Jersey Group 3. They have moved up to Central 4 and have an opportunity to play against Jackson. A couple of interesting little notes as Middletown South won the last time these two teams did play 24-7, but all the way back in 1993. You know, you think every once in a while you'd come across a good matchup like this non-division, but these are just two schools that just have not really played in recent memory.
No, and you know, they've never been on the, you know, the schedule as regular opponents, and probably will not. You know, what I also thought was interesting, Matt, was Middletown South's two losses this year came against South Brunswick and Manalapan, the two teams who met in the Central Jersey Group 5 title game at 10 o'clock this morning. Those are their two losses. They have not lost since that Manalapan game, which was a 21-3 game back on October 17th. Since then, wins over Brick Memorial, Frilled Borough, Burlington Township, Neptune, Middletown North, of course, on Thanksgiving Day. To get to this point where Jackson, their only loss coming against Brick Township in that memorable overtime game on October 4th, well, they have clearly avenged that loss along the way, put together a seven-game winning streak, and along the way beat that same Brick team, a game we broadcast a couple of weeks ago, 44-0, and which was probably as dominating a performance we can ever remember for a team that was playing another really good team.
Ed, if you had to pick a unit of the four main ones, Jackson offense, Jackson defense, Middletown South offense, Middletown South defense, who is the unit that really will be under fire today and could have a major role in deciding this football game? Ed maybe has dropped out, so Kevin.
Sorry, Matt, I got you. I got you.
That's
sorry,
okay.
I was
that's
just
right.
Talking to the executive director of the NJSIA, Mr. Steve Timko. He said, boy, the weather has really made a turn for the worse. They just checked the weather forecast, and they said that this is just the beginning. Torrential rains are expected until about 11 tonight, so this one won't be played in absolutely terrible weather, as we have mentioned. I think, obviously, protection of the football is even more important tonight because of the wet conditions. I think the phase of the game affected the most by the weather will be the passing of DeMeo, the Jackson quarterback. He likes to put it up 10 to 15 times a game. He is usually is very accurate. It might hurt him a little bit trying to get his hand wrapped around this very wet football.
And, Kevin, last time we saw the Jackson team play against Brick, it was Joe DeMeo who perhaps had the game of his season. He's been, you know, when we've seen Jackson a couple of times this year, we've called him more of a game manager. But in that win over Brick, he took a step forward, was pretty electric with some of his passing, and really did take his game to another level.
Absolutely, Matt. And, you know, he did it on both sides of the ball because he also had an outstanding game defensively. As the captains are on the field for the coin toss, Middletown South has won that toss. We'll defer, so Jackson will go on offense to start this one.
So Middletown South will kick off. They are the home team. They're on the far sideline away from us. They are in their all dark blue uniforms. Middletown South with the simple uniforms, blue shirts, blue pants, white numerals, dark blue helmets with the white S on either side. Jackson in their home whites tonight, the red numerals, black pants, and black helmets. We pause for the national anthem. We're out for 90 seconds. Back right after this with the opening kickoff of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And we're getting set for the opening kickoff, powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, the weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
We are getting set for the opening kickoff of the Central Jersey Group 4 Championship. The last day for us on the football side of things on the Shore Sports Network. Before we turn our attention full-time to basketball, it will be Middletown South to kick off after winning the opening coin toss, electing to defer. Matt Mascara, the junior quarterback slash kicker, one of the top ones in the Shore, 5'9", 175 pounds, getting set to boom this one away. Matt Castronova among three players back deep for Jackson. He is the middleman, flanked by Vinny Lee and Aaron Curran. This one will go in the direction of Lee. He will field it at the 15-yard line, get out over the 30, make it the 35, and he will run out over the 35, get close to the 39-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Jackson. The Jaguars, under the direction of senior quarterback Joe DeMeo, his numbers on the year, 52 of 103, has thrown 7 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions, a pair of 1,000-yard rushers, Vinny Lee and Mike Golico. Collins, the fullback. Let's see who starts at the wide receiver spots tonight. It will be Kyle Johnson coming near sideline to the right. He will be the wide man. Matt Castronova will be the slot receiver. Straight eye package. Brody Graham, good tight end, sets himself to the right side of the formation on the ground. It'll be Gollett to get the start at the tailback position. He will break the plane of the 40, get forward to the 42-yard line for a gain of 3. Up front, Dylan Smith and Brad Greenway, the two tackles. Glenn Capilla and Tyler Rauch are the guards. Ryan Frazier is the center.
Brody Graham started at the left tight end that time. Matt jumped to the right, which created an unbalanced line, and they ran to the unbalanced side. That was to the right. Picked up about 3 yards.
Will Gullick making that last tackle, part of a three-man front for Middletown South. Pat Crow and Dan Servideo, the other front men. Outside linebackers now walking up. Five-man front for the Eagles. They give us to Gollick again up the middle. He will slam his way forward, stop just shy of the 45-yard line. That tackle made by Dylan Rogers. He's at one linebacker spot. Kevin Higgins, Sergio Gonzalez, the other. The corners, Rob Holson, Cole Rogers. The safeties, Max Imshow, Nolan Peerless, and James McCarthy.
Well, no surprise. Jackson comes out running the football. It's been their bread and butter. I mean, how many teams have 2,000-yard rushers? But they now get put in what is normally a passing situation. Third down and about 5. Let's see if the Jags go to the air or they still have confidence in that running game on what looks like a passing situation.
Split receiver set, tight end off to the right. On the ground again, it will be Gollick. He'll have the first down and more into the open field. 35, 30, 25, 20. Nobody's going to catch him. 10, 5, touchdown, Jackson. 55-yard touchdown run for sophomore Mike Gollick. For the 21st time, he has found the end zone, and Jackson on the opening drive of the game takes a 6-0 lead.
Well, it's their bread and butter, and so much confidence in that offensive line that on a third down and five, they will run the ball like they did there. And that line just got a great surge, a big hole. Golic made one move in the open field, Matt, and as you said, nobody is going to catch him.
On for the extra point, Jared Calhoun will work out of the hold of Kyle Johnson. Good snap, good hold, good kick, 7-0. Jackson leads, not quite 2 minutes in to this opening quarter, 10-17 to go. We'll keep it here. And Ed, that's exactly the start that Jackson would have signed up for.
Well, very simple play. As Kevin said, Matt, they've been doing it all year. A power play to the right side, which, by the way, just happens to be anchored by Brody Graham at that tight end. And once he cleared the second level, no catching Mr. Golic. He's done it all year. Matt, what was that, 21 you said? 21 touchdowns on the year for the great-looking young sophomore.
Our opening score of the night brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Tom's River. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Can't beat it. Kitchen open until 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday in Tom's River. Everybody goes to the Office Restaurant and Lounge.
Joe Timmons, number 3, back deep. Cole Rogers, number 27, back deep. They will await the kick here of Jared Calhoun after the early strike for the Jaguars to take the 7-0 advantage. Calhoun just waiting for the referees to give the whistle. He will spread out his coverage men, send five either way, not quite in the middle of the field, slanted this one a little bit to the right between the mid part of the field and the right side hash mark. Calhoun stepping into it. Short end-over-end kick. Coming forward, Rogers had the ball go off of his hand. Jackson down covering. They say they have it, and they do. Nick Papandrea, number 45 on the recovery. Bad luck there for Middletown South, and a great job of covering the kick for Jackson.
Well, you know, we've seen, Matt, being here all day, there's been so many teams that, you know, with these short kicks, and that one just kind of, as you said, bad luck, just in a bad spot, took a bad bounce for Middletown South. But, I mean, right now the Eagles would love to go back in the locker room and just start this thing over, because they find themselves down in Jackson with a chance to go up two scores early against a powerhouse like that. Will make it a long, long road back.
Collins, the fullback. It's Vinny Lee to check in at the tailback spot right now. Split wide receiver set. Jags will keep it on the ground. It's Lee's turn. At the 20-yard line, he's tripped up after a one-yard gain. Flag coming out as the stop made by James McCarthy. Holding against Jackson.
Matt, that kickoff actually landed between the second line of Middletown South and the deep guys. Rogers tried to come up and grab it on the fly. He was about a half a yard short. It hit off his knee pad and took that wild bounce, as Kevin said, right into the hands of a white jersey. So big turnover on the first kickoff of the game for Jackson.
Little break there, though, with the penalty, the holding penalty. So it'll be a first down and a long way to go for Jackson.
Ball back out to the 31-yard line. It's Lee again up the middle. Gets to the 30, one-yard pickup. It'll be second down and long. Kevin, the one thing we know about this Middletown South team, they are tough to run against, so it is certainly strength on strength. The Eagles don't yield a whole lot of yards or a whole lot of points. So far in this season, they have shut out opponents six different times.
Yeah, that in itself is an incredibly impressive statistic.
Second and 19. Graham resetting himself. Tight end now, formation left. Fake the counter. DeMeo will keep it, hit in the backfield, and dropped. Good first pressure. Corey Grant, number 39, among those on the scene. Max Imsho coming up to make the tackle as well from his safety spot. Loss of two to go now, third down and about 21.
Well, if the Eagle defense can come up with a couple of plays here, they have a chance really to come out of this one in decent position. 31-yard line. Now, do remember that Jared Calhoun is a pretty good kicker, and he's kicked a 40-yard field goal, not too far from that territory right now.
We've got two of the best kickers in the shore, maybe the state in this game. Play action for DeMeo. Wanted to go down the seam. Has a man wide open. That's a touchdown for Kyle Johnson. Drew single coverage in blue right past Cole Rogers. No safety help up over the top. Another score for the Jags. Up now 13-0.
Just a really well-executed play action fake to freeze a little bit. DeMeo did. And then really simply Johnson just ran a post pattern and you said had no help. Once he got inside position, it was just a matter of the pass was going to be on the money. And it was right there in stride, touchdown. Jackson with an amazingly quick start here.
Calhoun for the extra point to make it 14. Kick is up. Straight through the uprights and good. 14-0, 8:17 to go in the open quarter. We step out. It's been all Jackson early on. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
8:17 to go in the opening quarter. It is already 14-0, Jackson. Jaguars scoring on their first possession on a touchdown run from Mike Golick, following that up after a turnover on a long completion from Joe DeMeo to Kyle Johnson. Quite a start for the Jaguars. Calhoun to kick off. We'll hit it around the same spot. Coming up to field it at the 15-yard line is Rogers. Looking to get something back up the field. Out over the 30. And we'll get out to about the 33-yard line. Late flag has come in. Let's check the spot before.
Papandrea, by the way, who recovered the fumble on the kickoff before, made the tackle on that one.
Face mask is the call on Jackson.
I believe just the 5-yard variety, Matt. They have an option of 5 or personal foul 15.
So Golick from 55. The touchdown pass officially 31. Here's the Middletown South offense on for the first time today. Matt Mascara, the junior quarterback, operating this show. 4 wide receiver set. Will look for a quick pass to the outside. A.J. Leandro will drop it, however, and set up second down and 10. Cole Rogers, James McCarthy, the backfield. Tom Coffey, Nolan Peerless, the wide receivers. Patrick Crow, the tight end. Tom Lopez, James Wilson, the tackles. Brian Joyce and Kyle Maines, the guards. And Joey Rutkowski is the junior center. On second and 10. Here's the inside carry. It'll be Rogers to keep his feet, have a first down, and get into Jackson territory. Tripped up finally at the 47-yard line by Zach Tetro, part of a 4-man linebacking core, which has been somewhat dominant during the course of this season for Jackson. We'll run through their lineup in just a second. On first and 10, Eagles right back to the line. Mascara on the move, wants to throw, has a man. It's Peerless who will make his 16th catch of the year for an 11-yard pickup. That is a first down. Jags going with a 4-man front. Brody Graham, Austin Ostrander, the ends. Brad Greenway and Glenn Capilla, the two tackles. The linebacking core, Cole Collins, Zach Tetro, and Tyler Towns, along with Adante Davis, who will see a lot of play. Fumbled snap on first and 10. Back to the 41-yard line for a loss of 5 to set up second down and 15. Joe DeMeo, Aaron Curette, the corners. Matt Castronova, Mike Golick are the two safeties.
Mike Smith, the defensive coordinator, the former head coach here at Jackson, took a couple of years off, then came back to join Walt Kristopic's staff. Does a great job. Jackson defense giving up about 14 points a game this season.
7:15 to go. Counterplay set up for Rogers. He'll run through one tackle at the line of scrimmage. Keep his feet. Bounce it to the outside. Far side numbers inside now the 20. Makes a move and shifts his way down to the 15-yard line for 5 extra on top of what he already had. They'll spot it at the 14. Good run for Cole Rogers. That's a gain of 24.
Well, Matt, this would be big for Middletown South. I mean, they get stunned early. It's almost like a fighter getting knocked down in the opening minute of a match. But now they've got a chance to come back here and make things interesting.
Rogers again making a man miss at the line of scrimmage, down to the 11 for a three-yard pickup. Adante Davis there on that tackle. Second and seven coming up. I think it's fair to say, Kevin, Middletown South needs a touchdown on this drive.
You know what? Jackson has just played with such confidence these past few weeks. You just can't let them get out to a big early lead.
Split receiver set. Tight end left, wing right. Mascara, play action. Wants to throw against his body. Throws it up into the end zone, and it's deflected down. The intended target was the 6'4 tight end, Patrick Crow. DeMeo and Castronova both there on the coverage. That will be ruled as an incompletion and set up a third and seven.
Well, you probably have the two best athletes on this Jackson team, DeMeo and Castronova, defending the big tight end. Both got up and, you know, the level of Allen and knocked that one down.
Leandro as a slot receiver off on the right side. Mascara rolling left again. Pressure coming. We'll throw it into the end zone. That one in the hands and then deflected out. Right there to try and haul it in. The intended target, Castronova, was there to make the deflection. And we'll have to do our first number check for you when you have a chance. Number 10 on Middletown South.
You're making me go to the other side. I will, though, as Mascara tries to tie the short record in field goals with this one, Matt.
He's got 13 on the year. Brian Badrick. Sorry, Ed. We've got it on another roster. Mascara here. Able to knock this one through for a 28-yard field goal to get Middletown South at least on the scoreboard, Kevin. And I would think at this point, important for them, seven would be great. But, boy, you've got to get something out of what was a pretty productive drive.
Yeah, take a little bit of the momentum away. And it was a good drive. The big run by Rogers setting up the field goal. Probably disappointed they had to settle for three. But, Jackson just comes at it like a house on fire. And now the pressure goes back on the Middletown South defense. You know, you talked about this defense. I mean, six shutouts. They've given up an average of 8.5 points a game. They've already given up 14, one, albeit a short drive because of a turnover. But Al Bigos, their defensive coordinator, always considered among the best assistant coaches anywhere in the shore. He's got to find an answer because right now they don't have it. Jackson hits them with a big run and then a big pass on their first two possessions.
Mascara will kick off. He'll put the ball on the right hash mark at the 40-yard line. Castronova, Lee, and Curette all back deep.
Into a slight breeze in his face, Matt.
Gives this one a high end over end, but very short kick. Fielded at the 24 by Lee. He'll dance around over the 30 and get out close to the 32-yard line, where it will be first and 10, make it the 33. So a pretty good starting field position again for Jackson, who leads this one 14-3. We're midway through our first quarter on the Shore Sports Network.
Looking at the crowd, and a lot of the people are trying to stay undercover to keep dry. It does not look like a bad crowd. No. Clearly the weather's had an impact on the attendance all day long here.
Four wide receiver set, an empty backfield. Castronova motioning across. Fake the jet sweep. DeMeo will keep it. Get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a little bit. Set up second and 11. Good pressure by James McCarthy. That fake jet sweep, Ed, to Matt Castronova. That's been as dangerous as a play without him even carrying the football since he's entered the Jackson lineup.
Yeah, kind of surprised he did not give that to Castronova as he usually does the first couple of times they run that jet sweep. Then he fakes it in his belly and keeps it inside. But Middletown South all over it. And, boy, do they need a three and out on this drive.
Second down a little bit more than 10. Castronova again will motion in an empty backfield set. He'll get it this time. Looking to get upfield. Chopped down at the line of scrimmage. McCarthy there again. Gullick and Higgins both involved in on that stop. Now all of a sudden it seems like Middletown South has woken up just a little bit. Castronova.
If I had to say one thing about the defense, it looks like the linebackers have taken maybe an extra step backwards. You cannot afford to let the offensive line get into your feet on the second level. The linebackers for South have backed off just a little bit to try and help them both visually and athletically.
Castronova, single receiver to the left side of the formation. Again, an empty backfield set for DeMeo. Wasn't expecting the snap under immediate pressure. Crow giving chase. He'll elude him. Will not get past Servideo, who will make the sack in the backfield back to the 30-yard line. A loss of three on the play and a quick three and out for Jackson.
And a real good defensive series for Middletown South that time, as they will force Jackson the punt and should get good field position out of this.
You called it, though, Matt. He was not expecting. I think that count was on two, and the center hiked it on one. He was lucky not to fumble that. He did handle it cleanly, but the whole timing was set off on that play by the early snap.
Rogers going back deep. He will await the punt here of Calhoun, who takes a couple steps off to his right. Ball bouncing at the 38. Rogers will field it and push forward. Check that. Nolan Peerless was the return man that time from Middletown South. And he's able to get a couple of extra yards out over the 40 to the 42, where the Eagles will have it first down and 10, trailing 14-3 with 3:43 to go in the opening quarter.
But Middletown South has to feel a little better that maybe they've settled down. Came out, got punched. Have answered back a little bit. Now they've got a good defensive stop and get good field position here. Eagles have sort of worked themselves back into it, and I think they've got a better feel for the game right now.
Trips package this time off on the left side. Mosquera wants to throw high pass that I think missed the intended target but fell right into the hands of Tom Marin, number 15.
I think that was intended for Tom Coffey, who's their leading receiver. Coffey went up for it, and as it went over his head, he almost had this look like, oh, no. I don't think he knew that there was a receiver by him, but it works out okay.
Good for 9 yards.
Second down and one. Strength of the formation now off on the right. Tight end back to the left. Rogers will get it up the middle, just trying to ground forward for the first down. He will get it close to the Jackson 47-yard line. Sticks will move on a 3-yard pickup, make it first and 10.
Well, as you said, Kevin, it looks like Middletown South has settled down after the 1-2 punch that they took early in this quarter, and they are driving now inside of Jackson territory.
From the pistol, Mosquera, play action. He's under pressure, rolling right, ball deflected up into the air, and will fall incomplete.
It was Zach Tetro who blocked that pass from his outside linebacker spot. What a season the senior has had, Matt. 104 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, and a team-leading 7 sacks from his outside linebacker spot.
Intended target that time was Dominic Tobacco, the senior tight end. Now on second down and 10. 4 wide receiver set again for Mosquera. He'll give it up the middle to Rogers, slanting a little bit to the left. There's Tetro to make the tackle. After a 1-yard pickup, it'll be 3rd and 9.
Looks like, Matt, defensively, the Jaguars are trying to play Middletown South man up. Everybody's got a man. They're playing basically without a free safety, so the middle of the field is wide open.
Ed, I agree. That's exactly what they are. They'll keep 7 in the box. Outside coverage with trips off to the right, and DeMeo locked up to a single man formation left. Mosquera going to roll right, stop in trouble. He'll elude one, cannot elude another. Got past Tyler Towns, and then Tetro was there to make the sack. Big sack all the way back into Middletown South territory at the Eagle 48-yard line.
Tetro makes me look good. I just go out and laud him. He blocks a pass and then makes 2 straight tackles in a row, 1 sack, and will force the Eagles to punt.
Aaron Curette will await the punt here of Mosquera.
Again, Matt, into the wind. This punt will not travel very far.
Good snap. Here comes some pressure. Mosquera off the side of his foot, angling to his right, bouncing inside the 25, rolling down inside the 20, down to around the 17.
pretty good punt considering into the wind all in all with the bounce and all that. So Jackson will go on offense, first down and 10. A minute and 30 left in the opening quarter. The Jaguars lead the Eagles 14-3. This, the Central Jersey Group 4 championship game.
Minute 30 to go in the opening quarter. And they'll push it a yard out to the 18-yard line where Jackson will have it first and 10. Game is settled in now after that quick start for the Jags. And then the three put up on the board for Middletown South. Like everyone's got their legs underneath them a little bit. Jaguars back to their traditional eye set. It'll be Golic off on the right side. Gets to the 19-yard line. Host of blue shirts involved in the tackle. Rogers and Higgins both there from their linebacker spots.
By the way, update on the Central Jersey Group 2 finals. Charlie Volker, a 48-yard touchdown run with a minute left in the opening quarter. Rumson jumps out on top of Delaware Valley, 7-0. The Bulldogs trying to make it back-to-back sectional titles.
And that would give the Shore Conference 5 going into tomorrow night's RBC game, where they will try to make it 6 for the Shore. Tight end right. Doubles up top to the left. Castronova catches it behind the line of scrimmage. He'll come forward with a good burst of speed. First down pickup to the 29-yard line. Peerless off the safety spot to make the tackle. But that is a gain of about 10 on what was second and 9.
That pass was thrown backwards, by the way. So if that had gone incomplete, that would have been a free ball. That was a backward lateral pass to Castronova, who converts to a first down.
Castronova this time will come slot receiver off on the right side. Johnson as the wide man. Graham the tight end off that way as well. The give is to Golic. Outside zone set to the right. Will fall forward close to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of just about 4. Rogers and Crow combining on the tackle.
Yeah, I really like what Middletown has done with their linebackers, Matt. They have really dropped them back a little bit so they could get a little bit better read. Jackson has not been able to run the ball as successfully as it was when Golic took it to the house early in the quarter.
First quarter has come to a close here. We step out for a brief timeout. We'll make the 30-second spot with the second quarter set to start after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week with Jackson leading 14-3, the Central Jersey Group 4 Final on the Shore Sports Network.